Now, this presentation may contain forward-looking statements regarding Cenepar's business prospects, estimates of operating and financial results, and growth prospects. Therefore, they're based solely on Cenepar's management expectations regarding the future of the business and its continued access to capitals in order to finance the company's business plan. Forward-looking statements are no guarantee of performance. Such forward-looking statements substantially depend on changes in market conditions, governmental rules, the performance of the industry, and the Brazilian economy, among other factors, in addition to the risk presented in disclosure documents filed by Cenepar and therefore subject to change without prior notice. You will be merely hearing the results presentation. Once it's finished, we will start the Q&A for a 30-minute session. To start, we give the floor to Abel Demetrio. Good morning. Thank you very much for your participation. We have our Director of Investments and also our Fabiana Queiroz, the Manager of our IR. And we have the accounting and finance managers as well. If you take a look at the presentation for the second quarter of 2021, page 3, you can see the highlights. Let's consider the growth of the net revenue growth in 6 months, 4.3%, the growth of EBITDA, 11.2% in regards to the first quarter of 2020, and 7% growth in net profits in comparison to 20 and 21. Regarding the investments, we had an increase of 24.7% in increase in investments. We're going from the second quarter 2020, 235.2 million, to second quarter 2021, 293 million reais. And we see the service index water 100%, sewage 77.1%. EBITDA increase, we can see that it grew from 472 million in 2020 to 581 million, almost 582 million reais. We also had two of the biggest rating agencies. As a AAA, we have Moody's and Fitch, classifying us as AAA. And if you follow up on the numbers of the company, this reflects the numbers of the company as well. Page 4. The volume. The water volumes and sewage, they had a drop of 2% and 1.6% respectively. Our build volume, actually. Our economies have grown in water if we compare 2020 to 2021. We have the non-payment of 3.7%, the default 3.7% in the first quarter of 2021, same standard as 2020. And we have the operational efficiency, liters connections per day, 213. This is a decrease of 7.6% if you compare it to 230 of 2020. Operating results. The drought in Paraná. We have an anomaly in the rainfall. It's below average. On the left, you see the rains from July 20 to June 2021, it was below what was expected. And this is reflected in the international standards. So we can see the rainfall precipitation for the city of Curitiba. May was a favorable month, above average. If you see it's 116 versus 84. Now for June, we have 18 millimeters in comparison to 105. And for this month, we only had 14 millimeters. or the range are below average. Now let's talk about the reservoir levels. In the metropolitan region of Curitiba, at the end of June, we had 54.86% average volumes stored in the reservoirs. We had 36.6 in the previous year. We are above the same period in 2020. For us, this is important, that we can store more water than the previous year. The updated data, we have 47% of reservoirs. So we have 19 percentage point difference from 21 to 2020. So we are waiting for heavier rainfall. Let's talk about the performance indicators. We have the covenants between the first quarter 19, 20, 21. In regards to the covenants of our debentures and issues and CCB, we reached that landmark with the BNDES and financing. We also got it on the second, fourth, and seventh issues and CAIXA contracts as well. And we can see the contracts for KFW. All the covenants have been reached, all the indicators. So we can talk about the contracts. This reflects a great deal of the covenants KFW. The ratio is a bit down margin. We have the ROIC and ROE. Our contractual obligation is above 1 month. The leverage net debt and other onerous debts, it's below 1. We have healthcare plans, energy, and we have 47.3%, a little bit below what was observed in 2020. In the indicators, the EBITDA margin, we have 44.2% in comparison to 2020, 41.4%. So our financial performance, once again, the net revenue grew 4.3%. It reached 2.5 billion reais. Our EBITDA has reached 1.1 billion reais, an increase of 11.2%. Our net profit and net margin, 572 against 540 in the same period, 2020. Operating costs and expenses, EBITDA, we had a variation of minus 0.6%. We went from 1.4 billion to 1.395 billion reais in the first months of 21. Continuing with the financial performance, cash generation and EBITDA conversion, we have the cash that we had a reduction of 17% and a conversion of 68.1%. We still have an increase of the accounts receivable, and we had accounting effects in 2020 due to part of the payments in the first quarter of 2021. Net debt and leverage, short term, we have 442 million reais, long term, 3.5 billion reais. If you sum the total debt, 4 billion reais, cash and equivalents, with a total of indebtedness, 988 million. We have a net debt in the first quarter, 3.048 billion, which is 1.5 times the cash flow. Weighted average cost of debt, an increase of 9.4%. We can see the increase in interest rates and inflation. This brings more cost. Capex, 552 million reais. As we already mentioned, an increase of 23.7% in regards to the 447 million of the first semester of 20. So let's talk about the income statements. Quarterly results, the net revenue grew 10.7%. Cost with personnel, reduction of 5.8%. Main items, materials, increased 6%. Electricity, already plus 3.6%. General and tax, a reduction of 0.1%. Provisions, went from minus 14. Provisions, a decrease of 12%. The total expenses and costs, an increase in the quarter of 6.3%. When we just look at the margin, we see an increase of 45%. The accumulated results, we can see a variation of 4.3%. Total expenses, 2.3%. The EBITDA of 44.2%. Now, we see that the main variations, the revenue impacted by the readjustments from February 30th and the first part of the accounts receivable, a percentage of 5.7%. From May onwards, they became net revenue, net profit, and also an increase in economies. Personnel. We had a reduction in the first month of 2020, a decrease of 8.7% in the number of employees. 6,300 employees for 2021. In regards to materials, a variation of 0.3%. No highlights here. And this is aligned with what we did last year. Provisions. We had 49 million in the first quarter, mainly we have the provisions here in Ponta Grossa. We still have some labor issues indicated that also impacted. And that's 9.6 million in regards to those labor lawsuits and the provisions that were done. So non-recurring items. Basically, we have the loans tax. We already mentioned that. So others, a decrease of 9.2%, impacted by the provisions of losses, contractual, but also the comparison with last year. We did the collective bargaining agreement. So we had a higher base. That's why there is a decrease in the first month. So once again, non-recurring, we have 578,307. We had provisions, 5.9, the Operation Ductos provision, 5.9 million reais. Our EBITDA, that was 45.7, and now it's 46.2%. And our profit went from 578 to 582, and the adjusted EBITDA, 44.4 million. The adjusted EBITDA, as you can see, it's 1,104,000,000. The margin, the real EBITDA is 44.2, the EBITDA margin 44.5. the balance sheet. And the net debt, an increase in the cash and cash equivalents due to the M&As that we did in regards to operating working capital, especially in accounts receivable from customers and net. It went from 799 to 908 million reais, a variation of 13.6%. And other assets and liabilities. Actually, salaries and social charges, they went from 268 to 209 million because of compulsory retirement. So, operational activities, cash flow. We have a cash 752,659,000, variation of 70%. Investment activities that consume the cash flow, 553 million reais. Financing activities reduce the cash flow in 85 million. The sum of that, there is an increase of 113 million reais. And we went from, at the beginning of the period, 874 million to, at the end of the period, 988 million. These are the numbers for the second quarter of 2021. And the first semester of 2021. Now we're open for Q&A. So now we will start the Q&A. If you have a question, please type asterisk 9. First question, Carolina Carneiro, Credit Suisse. Thank you for the call. Can you give us more details of the scenario for the reservoirs and supply, mainly for the summer of 2022? You mentioned that the drought reduced the reservoirs. It's a little bit better than last year, but we still have a continued situation of being below average. And you extended the emergency state in Paraná, the state of emergency. So how do you foresee summer in terms of supply? If you can update us on that. And if you can increase the turnover in the metropolitan region of Curitiba, and how will the rules apply if the situation improves? Thank you for your question. Now, we have the supply of 36 hours and no supply of 36 hours. So 36 hours with water, 36 without. It's the same turnover that started in August 14th, 2020. We had the turnover for the delivery of water. August 2021. A new decree of water crisis. And we are undergoing a situation in comparison to the previous year. We are above 20 percentage points than in comparison to last year. But we need to be careful so we don't have a shortage of water. The reservoirs are below the 50%, so we will continue. And our expectation is that with the rainfalls, we expect to go back to normality. Not normality, we don't know if the water crisis will be gone, but we have good perspectives. The rainfalls are below average. I have here our investor directors, our director of investments, and she will talk about the reservoirs. Complementing the information of Abel and talking about the state as a whole. You should have seen in the media that Paraná is suffering the consequences of a water crisis that is very severe. In regards to the small cities and the capture of open waterways, what the company is trying to do is that we have a system of reservoirs, and it's not the lake, but the reservoirs themselves, so we can supply we can fill it out at night, so we can have irrigation during the day without any problems to the population. In the case of the reservoir, we have the programs increasing. We have new reservoirs until April 2022, but we have new actions that have been taken. The emergency capture at the Capivari River, the Capivari system, it will increase 700 liters per second to the Irai Reservoir, and also from Petrobras, we will get 200 liters per second. With that, we do not solve the water crisis, but we can make it easier, significantly easier. Thank you. Next question, Ronald. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you. My question is in regards to the negotiations of the concessions of Ponta Grossa that are, well, is the company doing something for the update of the concessions? Thank you. Thank you for the question. Here we have our president, and I will give the floor to him. Good morning, everyone. Yes, we are taking an important step, the regionalization, in regards to water and sewage, the utilities. We are working with Cascavel, Ponta Grossa, and other cities, Cascavel 24, Cascavel, Ponta Grossa 26. We are dealing with Maringá as well. It's under a judicial process for over a decade. So we see that we see these with good, we expect good results. But of course, we have to come to an agreement that is reasonable for all parties involved. And therefore, we can have another period of at least 20, 25 years for the, this is very important for the revenue effect of the company. Thank you. And to remember, should you want to ask a question or a comment, type *9. Next question, Victor from XP. Thank you for the call. So I was at the company. We can see that the company is reaching good results. How are you going to manage it up ahead? We have a technical problem, and we're going to wait for a few moments. Please wait a few more minutes. We'll be back shortly. We apologize, we had a bit of a problem because of the rain. Really, the electric energy is an issue. We had our readjustment day for June 24th, and we had the tariffs level 2. And we have a reduction in subsidies in the second semester. In the electric energy issue, it's important for the company. And we have the international crisis. And we wait for an increase of costs. The other costs. We see the company, and now we have a reduction in the personnel. And we have the first semester. And the board of directors of the company wants to reduce the costs, which is something that needs to be done. And if we want to complement this, well, we are also working strongly with the expenses from water and sewage, also hydro energy, the stations to treat the water or at the exit of the sewage, also with the electric energy as well. And we're looking for partnerships to increase our volume in this type of energy generation, and looking in the unregulated market, in the free market for energy. We are planning for 2022-23 the search in the free market, basically. If you'd like to ask a question, please type asterisk 9. Our next question from Mr. Giuliano, UBS Bank. Hello, good morning. Claudia, when you commented about the renewal of the concessions, how can you do this negotiation in the context of the new concession contracts? So my question is, can you renew even with the new guidelines? Well, what we are formatting is the situation that has been imposed by the new guidelines. And when you are thinking about regionalization, and we have the micro regions, you start to have the participation of the state, and the decision is not just on the local powers. You have a broad discussion with all these factors. 30, 40, 100 cities or more. So we have a possibility of doing a renewal facing this issue. This has been done by our legal department, and we're going to start getting that in practice. Of course, we're going to start to think if this is effective, but our expectation is that this format can do the renewal, and then we can keep those cities in our portfolio. Another question. How is the documentation in regards to the decree that talks about the economic capacity from 2033? The decree gives two dates. First is the delivery of the documentation until December, the submission of that, and the analysis by the regulatory body. But are you working with the submission of that documentation? Well, just like what you're mentioning, these dates are important, and the delivery for the regulatory local, it proves our economic capacity. We have the independent auditor and certifiers. In the sense that we have the economic capacity to make the services of water and sewage universal. And we have an update in the regulatory framework. and we want to service those deadlines. And we have that lesson at this time. And obviously, this is a long term, but thank you. So to ask a question or comment, type asterisk 9, star 9. If you would like to ask a question, please type star 9. If you'd like to ask a question, please type star 9. That's a question. Please type star 9. You can type asterisk 9, should you have any questions. Ask a question, please type asterisk 9. To ask a question, please type star 9. Have any questions, please start star 9. Since we have not received a question for 4 minutes, we are going to give the floor to the directors for the final closing of the session. Thank you very much once again from our board of directors. We bid you a wonderful day and have a wonderful weekend. The teleconference of Sunify is closed. Thank you for your participation. Have a wonderful day.